I'm speaking with Larry Nemechek, otherwise known as Dr. Trek. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what makes you so important?
Well, maybe I should ask my mom. I've just been very lucky. I have a theater and I have a news background. So 20, 25 years or so, I've wound up working in the Star Trek universe because I've been a fan, alongside being a fan of a lot of things. I love my Oklahoma Sooners. I'm a big history buff. Like I said, I worked in news, had a lot of interest when I was a kid, and Star Trek was one of them. And a lot of, actually, through several interesting chances when self-publishing was a new thing, and the Next Generation was coming back, but even before that, I got interested in Star Trek's background, and then also the people that made the shows as much as the stars and all of that, and then just the sci-fi and the world building of Star Trek at a time when there wasn't a whole lot of that the way it is today. And a lot of, we talk about franchises and media and everything now, and it was simpler then, but it was still pretty captivating, and for a lot of different reasons that people know about, Star Trek's futurism and optimism and respect for diversity and science and team building and just the hopeful, optimistic view of the future rather than dystopian and post-holocaustic, backgrounds of a lot of future sci-fi. So, that's easy to say when you're like a kid and a teenager and all that, but, years go by and it's still interest and something's attracting. The franchise has been around, now for 52 years and reinventing itself all the time. So the last 20 years, I was lucky enough to fall into self-publish, got attention, and wound up in a career where I wrote the Next Generation companion book that was the bestseller for years and years and years, edited the National Magazine for several years, worked on a lot of global projects, museum shows, the experience that used to be out in Las Vegas, and edited magazines. And now we have media. I'm working on a documentary called The Con of Wrath. I have a weekly Facebook Live show. I have a podcast called The Trek Files, which I do with Gene Roddenberry's son's company, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek. So, and all that journalism and stage training, came in handy combining it with the fan knowledge. So I just got into the trust of the studio about 20 years ago and ups and downs since then with the franchise too, but just been pretty much a straight shot since then and a lot of fun. And then traveling to conventions and seeing people live, keeping a pulse on fandom and what people are saying. We have social media now, but sometimes social media does not tell you the true picture of what people are. Sometimes social media is a little angrier than the real world is, as it is in so many other aspects of life. So how's that?
That is perfect. So, quote unquote, Trekkies tend to get a little bit of a bad rap as nerdy or whatever. But from what I've gathered, the people I've talked to that are really big into Star Trek, it seems to be a really close-knit group of people. Is that the type of vibe you've gotten from all the people you've met throughout the years?
Well, yeah. I mean, I came from that. I have a lot of circles. But my fandom old background, like in Oklahoma, and then I've lived in the Los Angeles area since the mid-90s. So I claim a lot of home turf. But yeah, the thing that's happened in the last 20 years is we've had the Big Bang Revolution, where the geeks all came out of the closet. The geeks won the war. Everybody, all the tech companies, all the people, running things now, and even more than that. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember there was kind of a competition, not between Star Trek and Star Wars, but between and it was mutual between like sports world. Like I said, I love my football Sooners. I know that's a heresy to say up here in this part of the country, but that's home.
As long as it's not Chicago, I think you'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. So what got to me was all the years we would have our local conventions and events, and the local news would come out. They wait till Sunday, so they don't help you promote, and then they go and they find the googiest-looking fan with the worst makeup, whatever, and they put them out in costume somewhere, where, 80 to 90% of people aren't in costume. And it's just, it's grandmas, it's little kids, it's moms and dads, it's families. It's all over the place. And there's all kinds of groups and niches within, Trek fandom, as it is with any fandom. What I used to say was, why is the guy painted up on Sunday in a sci-fi costume, no different than the guy painted up with the purple belly or the red belly sitting in the end zone when it's 20 below. You know, celebrate them all. You know, they're all the same. They're all goofs, but they're all passionate and they all love what they do. But there's not really, and that's kind of the view I think has finally evolved. Like I said, the Big Bang Theory revolution that I call it, and the geeks won. And I think now everybody just treasures everything like that. And I think that's, you know, I'm about to set foot there for real. I've never been in Wisconsin before, so this is another line off my state bucket list here. But that's kind of what the whole idea behind Sputnik Fest is, I think, aside from the actual Sputnik, you know, crashing event, is that it celebrates all that's fun and funky like that.
Yeah, that was actually going to transition into that next.
Oops, sorry.
No, it's perfect. how much do you know about Sputnik 4? And you said you were a history buff, so about the spacecraft itself, the landing of it here in Manitowoc, all that sort of stuff. How much are you aware of it?
Well, I only know what I've been reading up on. I mean, I know that it's like Sputnik, the Sputnik, Sputnik 1, I guess, the little ball that you know, was the lightning bolt that jolted everybody into the space age and the whole we got to beat the Russians to the moon space race. And Sputnik 4 was a much bigger, clunkier looking satellite that I've seen the pictures of. But all I know is what I've, as Will Rogers used to say, all I know is what I read in the papers or online now. So, you know, about how a piece, it reminds me a lot of when Skylab was crashing, when it deorbited. And, you know, occasionally you'll have something like that they have to give warnings to. But, of course, in 62, it was Russian and nobody knew. And B, we were all much younger and knew a lot less about those kinds of things. But, you know, thank God it didn't, you know, crash into somebody's house or something or kill somebody. But that it was kind of funky and wonky and crashed. And I know that they gave it to the Smithsonian, but they have the replica model there in town. And I just think then that happened. And then what, it's been about 10 years, 11 years since they started the festival to celebrate it. And which I think is just hysterical and great, great way to, you know, promote your local strengths.
So you are on your way out here right now. As I'm talking to you, it's 8:10 p.m. Where are you at right now?
I'm sitting at gate F-O-E-2 here at O'Hare in an unused Air Canada gate area. Hopefully it's quiet enough we can talk.
Oh, it's perfect.
Just a few feet away from where I'm going to get on the plane and come on up to Green Bay and then drive down to Manitowoc.
All right.
Is it Manitowoc, or am I saying it, which syllable gets the emphasis?
It's Manitowoc.
Oh, it is Manitowoc. Okay,
yes.
I've been saying it wrong all this time. My apologies.
You've pronounced it better than some other people I've tried. The general rule is if you're trying to pronounce a Wisconsin
in my back pocket my whole life, so I know all about pronounce. You know, patience with pronouncing.
With Wisconsinites, if you're from out of state, we understand that you're going to say our cities wrong because it looks like a bunch of random jumbled letters together that don't make any sense.
Well, coming from the state that has Tahlequah and Muskogee and, you know, its own share of many, many Indian names, I totally get where you're coming from. So as they'd say in Original Series Trek, we reach –